This is our introduction to Masechta Erevin, and we're talking about Rishus HaYochid, and we're going to take a look at a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph that establishes that there are four Rishuyos, and the Braisa of the four Rishuyos asks what is a Rishus HaYochid, and it gives us two options. One is subterranean and one is above ground. Subterranean means you have a ditch, a charitz, which is 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. And that becomes Rishus HaYochid. And above ground, you have a fence that's 10 tfachim above ground, and the area that's circulated by this fence is 4 tfachim wide. That's called the Rishus HaYochid. Then we get to Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is a very open place. It's a square, and it's a city square, if you know what I mean. Stratia, Platia. It's a marketplace. There are many, many people who use that area, enjoy that area. There are no mechitzos. There's no roof on top. That's called a Makom HaMiyuad LeHiluch Rabim, and it has the status of Rishus HaRabim. Now, Rishus HaRabim goes up to 10 tefachim. Rishus HaYochid goes all the way up to the Rakia. In the case of Rishus HaRabim, above 10 tefachim is called a Makom Ptur. Now we have a third area, which is called a Yam, Bika, or Istavanis. And these are areas which are in front of the stores, like so the people... they haven't yet entered into the store. It's accessible to the rabbim, but people go in, so to speak, one by one, because it's set off from the highway, from the main street. And all these places, whether it's a yam, a bika, and so forth, it's all called a karmelis. Now, the minimum size of a karmelis has got to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And it doesn't have mechitzos of asar tefachim. So on the one hand, it's not Rishus HaRabim, because it's not a place where the rabbim enjoy. You know, they benefit from it, they use it. On the other hand, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, because it doesn't have hekef mechitzos. And the law of a karmelis is all midah rabbanan. You're not allowed to carry inside the karmelis. You're not allowed to take something into the karmelis or out of the karmelis. And that means from a Rishus HaRabim into the karmelis is also from a Rishus HaYochid into the karmelis is also. And this, as we said before, this is a third Rishus, which is all Durabbanon. On a Torah level, it's a Makom Petur. And it's not neither Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim for the reasons that we gave before. You would be allowed on a Doraisa level to carry within it and to take out or in from another Rishus. But the Chachamim made this Gzeira because it's similar to Rishus HaRabim in the fact that it has no mechitzos, and therefore it is accessible to the Rabim. So they gave it a quasi-din of Rishus HaRabim on a Durabbanan level. Then we have the fourth category, which is called a Makom Ptur. It's not even a karmelis. It's not even Asum Rabbanan. So he has the following. He says, Din Dalid Shaninu Chatseros Shel Rabim Umuvuvos She'enom Mifuloshim. I see. He's talking now not about a Makom Ptur. Just one second. So I think he's going to get to Makom Ptur a little bit later on, if I'm not mistaken. This fourth din, I think he's talking about a Makom that needs an Eruv. So he's got Chatseros Shel Rabim.
I think in the previous paraphrase where it says
Torah,
Right,
so that's, I guess, he covers the Makom Ptur at the end of that paragraph. I would have spoken at greater length about a Makom Ptur, but okay, fine. Now he's got Chatzeros Shel Rabim, which means that many houses spill into a common courtyard, and then from that courtyard they go into an alley, a certain like side street, which was called a Mavui, and it's closed off on one side, and you're allowed to carry there if you make an Eruv. And that's called a Mavui Sasun, as opposed to Mefulash. And what do you have to do? What does it take to be Matir carrying in that Mavui? It takes a Lechi or a Korah. And on a Doraisa level, this Mavui has the status of Rishus HaYachid, because it has three walls, and three Mechitzos is enough on a Doraisa level to establish a Rishus HaYachid. And I'm not sure all Rishon would agree with that, but that seems to be the generally accepted opinion. The Chacham made a Takana not to rely on three Mechitzos, and therefore there's going to be an Iser of Hotzah or Havara, whether it means going in or out of the Chatzah carrying something, or carrying something within the Chatzah for Amos. And you need a tikkun on the fourth side, the open side. Then you have the case of the chatzeros that we said before. You have a common chatzer for many different batim, and then you need what's called an Erev Diurin. Erev Diurin means that we all have to sort of share the living space of the chatzer. And how do we do that? We do what's called Shituf, or Eruv B'nei Chatzeros. And in the absence of this Eruv, you're not allowed to carry from your house into the Chatzer, because that Chatzer is a common Chatzer, and it looks a little bit similar to a Rishus Arab. Fine. Now, if you throw something from Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid, if that Rishus HaYochid has three mechitzos, and how much more so if it has four mechitzos, then you'll be chayav min haTorah for Zorik. If on the other hand you go like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, then even two mechitzos is enough to set up a Rishus HaYochid. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which we'll get to on Daf Vav, is a Chumrah and a Kula. It's a Kula in the sense that you'd be allowed to carry, according to Torah law, in an area that's set aside by two mechitzos. But on another level, it's a big Chumrah, because if you're standing in Rosh Hashanah and you carry something into this area, you'll be Chayv Achatos, because it's covered, it's set aside by two mechitzos. How do we paskin with regard to this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? What's the status of a place that has only two mechitzos? So Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam hold that you need four mechitzos in order to be chayav for Rishus HaYochid. On the other hand, if there are only three mechitzos, if you throw there, you are potter. I mean, you throw from Rishus HaRabim into a place that is surrounded by three mechitzos, your potur, and you'll only be chayav if you throw it into a place which has four mechitzos. However, other rishonim, including the Ravid, hold that three mechitzos make it into Rishus HaYochid, and therefore if you throw something from Rishus HaRabim into a place that's surrounded by three mechitzos, you're chayav. The Ruach Revius is called a Pesach, and it doesn't in any way undermine the hekef of the three other machitzos. That's according to all Rishonim. Now, he says the following. What do you have page Gimel as well?
Yes.
Let's for a moment just fast forward to page Gimel. So on page Beis we're up to Shoresh. Now he has a sugya on Daf you doubt. Rabbi Beit Shammai hold that you need both, for a tikkun modvu, you need both a lechi and a korah. Whereas Beit Sil say one or the other is sufficient. The Gemara interprets Beit Shammai and Beit Sil that their argument is about the size of mechitzos for a rishus hayochid doraisa. Beit Shammai hold, I shouldn't say the size of the mechitzos, I say the number of mechitzos would be more accurate. Beit Shammai holds you need four mechitzos. Beit Sil hold it's enough if you have three mechitzos. According to the Rashba and others, Beit Shammai require a lechi and a korah on the fourth side because they want to completely close off the fourth side with a mechitza. And that mechitza has to be a valid mechitza according to Torah law in order to set it up as Rishus HaYochid. And Beit Shammai hold you need four mechitzos for Rishus HaYochid. So a lechi alone or a korah alone would certainly not qualify as a mechitzos, as a mechitza. According to Beis Hill, on the other hand, on a Doraisa level, all you need is three mechitzas to set up Rishus HaYochid. And the purpose of a lechi of a korah in the fourth ruach is only for heker. It's only to make sure that it's clear to the public that this is a separate area of Rishus HaYochid that's set aside from the Rishus HaRab. In order to achieve that heker, Beis Hill argue that all you need is one of the two, either a lechi or a korah. The final conclusion of the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis is that we don't have to assume necessarily that the machlokas Beit Shammai Beis Hill is on a doraisa level. How many mechitzas do you need to set up a Rishus HaYochid? We could say that according to Beit Shammai as well as Beis Hillel, Beit Shammai would agree that all you need is three mechitzos. And if a person is standing in Rishus HaRav and he throws an object into a mavui sasun, that is three mechitzos, he'd be chayav. But with Rabbanon, they prohibited tiltul in a mavui, which has an open fourth ruach, fourth side, and according to Beit Shammai, they required both a lechi and a korah. Why did they require both a lechi and a korah? So the Gemara says you need sasum legamre. You have to actually close off that fourth side, and the only way of achieving this sasum legamre is through a combination of lechi and korah. One or the other would not be enough. The impression I get here, although I'm not 100% sure, is that the lechi and korah together will create a mechitza. I don't know how that works. I mean, you have to really know more about the dimensions of a mechitza. Beis Hill say that shtei mechitzos mo'ilos min haTorah. The Rabbanu and Machmir not to be metaltel unless there are three mechitzos, three complete mechitzos. Then the Rabbanu made another condition that in the fourth side they need either a lechi or a korah. Lahalacha, the Rishonim write that even according to Beis Hill we need three mechitzos min haTorah. Not like the Shita that we mentioned earlier that two mechitzos is enough, which was the Shita Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Vav. We need three mechitzos. And even Beit Shammai agree we need three full mechitzos. And if that be the case, then according to the Rishonim, Beis Hill are only requiring a lechi and a korah on the fourth ruach, not because we need to set it up as Rishus HaYochid Doraisa with a full-fledged mechitza. We already have three mechitzos, which on a Doraisa level set up the Mavui as a Rishus HaYochid. But nevertheless, we need a Korah or a Lechi in the fourth Ruach. Rabbeinu Chananel interprets the Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai Beit Shammai requiring both Lechi and a Korah, it's not one but both, based on Rava. And this statement of Rava is on Daf Yud Beis. Lechi is only a Heker, but it's not a Mechitza. Korah is considered a Mechitza. This Rabbeinu Chananel is based on a principle called imaginary Mechitzos, otherwise known as Pi Tikra Yored V'Sosen, which means that the edge of the Tikra goes all the way down and it closes off the area. That makes it into a Mechitza. So it means that according to Beis Shammai, we need a Mechitza in the fourth Ruach, and that's achieved through the Korah. And now, even though you have a fourth Mechitza through the Korah, you still need a Lechi as a Heker. So you need a Mechitza, which is the Korah, and a Heker, which is the Lechi. Beis Hillel hold, on the other hand, that all you need is a Lechi or a Korah, and all you're going to get is a Heker to be Machshir the Mavu. I don't need Mechitzos because I already have three Mechitzos. So if I understand Rabbeinu Chananel correctly, Beit Shammai is going to require four full Mechitzos. How does he get the fourth Mechitza? That's based on the Korah and the principle of Pi Tikra Yorei V'Sosen. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, require only three Mechitzos. So you have already Rishus HaYochid without the Lechi in the Korah, and the purpose of the Lechi in the Korah is only as a Heker. The Machlokis now, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai is really, it's really on a Doraisa level, because Beit Shammai has an absolute requirement of a Korah. There's no such thing as being Mat to the Movi, which is open on one side without a Korah. Whereas Beis Hillel has a substitute. He can accept a Lechi. A Lechi is not a Mechitza. A Korah could be Mechitza through this imaginary principle of Pi Tikra Yorei V'Sosen. Beit Shammai, under all cases, has an absolute requirement to be Mati the Mavui, requires a Korah. Because that Korah is going to set up a fourth Mechitza. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, according to Beit Shammai, we need four Mechitzas in order to set up a Rishus HaRabim. The Chumah d'Rabbanan in this case is we're not going to rely on the imaginary fourth Mechitza as far as a Heter Tiltul is concerned. We're going to need a Heker, and that's going to be the Lechi. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, holds the three Mechitzas are enough. I don't need a Korah to set up a fourth Mechitza. And the whole enterprise of being misaken a mavui is all drabonons, and the rabbanon require a heker as a replacement for the fourth mechitza, but it's not a mechitza; it's only a heker. Beit Shammai says you're going to have to set up a mechitza in the fourth ruach because otherwise, if it's not mukaf arba mechitzas, it's not a rishus hayachid. To get a Rishus HaYochid, Beit Shammai require four full Mechitzos. Well, I shouldn't say full Mechitzos, because the fourth Mechitza is going to be this imaginary Mechitza of the Korah. On top to boot, to make it clear to everybody around that this is a separate entity called a Mavui, we need a Lechi. That's according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Now let's just see. So again, the Chacham are going to say that if the fourth Ruach is open, absolutely open, of the Mavui, then you're not allowed to be metaltal in the Mavui. You need a Tikkun Mavui to close up, so to speak, that fourth Ruach with either a Lechi or a Korah. Now he has a piece here on the question of does every single mavui require a tikkun mavui? Are there perhaps mavos which do not require a tikkun? And it's enough that you have three mechitzos and you're allowed to be metaltal there. So what would be a case of a mavi that doesn't require a lechi or a korah, and it's enough that you have three mechitzos? So that's a mavi which has a pesach mavi hapone el hayam. That if the opening of the mavui turns towards the sea or towards a public dumping ground, I'm not sure why. What's the logic behind it? He quotes Rashi, that Rashi says that the yam is considered a machitza gemura of asar tfachim. I have no clue why. Maybe it's because it's a subterranean machitza, if you follow what I mean. In other words, since there's a depth of 10 tfachim below water ground, water level, and certainly it's 4 tfachim wide, so that's like the case of a tel or a chritz. You remember the subterranean Rosh Hashanah. Now, once you set up a subterranean Rosh Hashanah, then the Rosh Hashanah is olad l'rakia. In other words, we view these mechitzos as if imaginary mechitzos, they go all the way up to the top. So if you can identify the yam as a Rosh Hashanah, and it has a mechitza, then once you set up a mavui to be pone liyam, see, what bothers me is that the mavui is not going to open up into the yam. I mean, that could be good if you're changing into a bathing suit and you want to go swimming, you know. So obviously there's going to be some distance between the Pesach HaMavui and the yam. So I don't know how that works. You know, how large of a distance would there be from the opening of the mavui to the yam, such that the yam can now serve and function as a fourth mechitza to be matir tiltul in the mavui? I don't know. That's, you have to figure that out. Now he quotes a base mayor here. The base mayor says that if the iser of a mavui, if it's parutz in the fourth ruach, is because it opens into a shus harabim, a place of Hiluch Rabin, right? The Mavui opens up on its fourth side into the street or the promenade, you know, where people go Rabin. Is Yesh Chisar B'Kach Shabokom Pasuach B'Milu'o LeHiluch HaRava M'Kom She'ein Hiluch HaRavim Ein Chisar B'Kach Shapasuach B'Ruach HaRavis. So the Beis Meir has another take on this. You know, this whole idea of Pon Eliyam, if the opening side of the Mavui goes towards the sea, he says then it's not a Mokom HaPasuach LeHiluch HaRavim. You know, that's not where most of the people walk, right near the sea. Once again, I'm not sure how to engineer this. You know, how close is he to the yam? If he, you know, if there's going to be like a sidewalk or some sort of a ramp that'll take him out of the mavui up to Rosh Hasharabim, which is a little bit higher up above sea level, I'm not sure why you would call that Eino Pasuach LeHiluch Rabin. I don't. So you have to know exactly under what circumstances can we apply this base mayor, and it's Eino Makom B'Milua LeHiluch Rabin. So that's what I'm seeing over here. Now, in a mavui that doesn't have a tikkun, so it has three mechitzos, but it's open to Rosh Hasharabim on the fourth side, midrabbanon, even though it has three mechitzos, you're not allowed to be metaltel inside the mavui. So he says, Yesh Ladun, I'm just getting a little bit of a flavor of where this essay is taking us. He says, Yesh Ladun, Mao Geder Isa Tiltul B'Mavui. Ha'im Midrabbanon Higdiru Esa Mavui She'en Rishus HaYochid Eleke Karmelis. Now it's Midrabbanon, you're not going to rely on three mechitzas, you require four mechitzas to make it into Rishus HaYochid, otherwise it's a Karmelis. O Shema Af Midrabbanon Eino Kikarmelis Lefisha Af Midrabbanon Nechshav Kirishus HaYochid Gemura. So in other words, they weren't mafkia, they didn't undermine the status of the mavui as a rishus hayachid and make it into a kind of a, almost like a caramelist. Or are we saying no, it still remains a rishus hayachid, there's a separate isur tiltul in the mavui. So I guess we would only appreciate this with an afkimina. Let's see if he gives us an afkimina. Habes Yosef Kasav Diksha'ein Lamavui Lo Lechi Velo Kora Im Yeshbo Diurim Osur Litaltobo Achi Arvo the Gozer Be Rabbanu Vishavye Ki Karmelis. So he says if there's no Lechi or Kora in a Mavui, then it's considered like a Karmelis. Is muchach mitvarv shegeder ha'isu min rabbanon hu shasu kekarmelis shemin rabbanon lo dai v'gimel mechitzos below lechi v'kora. So it loses its status as rishus hayochid, even though midoraisa it has three mechitzos and that's enough. Ad she yachshirenu belechi o b'kora. So rabbanon made this chotzer into, I'm sorry, made this mavui into a caramelis. However, the Rav Shulchan Aruch makes the following qualification: Imu poreitz l'rishus harabim dino k'karmelis. Imu poreitz, if he's poreitz l'rishus harabim, it has the din of a caramelis. Imu poreitz l'karmelis dino k'rishus hayochid. Let's keep in mind this Rav Shulchan Aruch, who makes the distinction between a mavi that enters, it spills into a sarabim, or a mavi that spills into a karmelis. So in other words, again, midoraisa, the mechitz, you have three mechitzas, the karmel, the mavi is called a rishisayachid. The rabbanon are making a gzera, and what are they doing? Are they considering it like a karmelis? So he says, if it's pasuach lekarmelis, so then you're making a like an extension of a karmelis, and that far we don't go. And I'm trying to remember, think of what the nafkimina is. Let's just think. El chacham gozer mishum mavi apasuch shuramim. So what would be the nafkimina here? Again, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in a case where the fourth opening spills into Rishus HaRabim, then the Mavi has a din of a karmelis. If it's parts like karmelis, then it has a din of Rishus HaYochid. But what does that mean, a din of Rishus HaYochid? You're allowed to carry the, in the next sentence, he, in the same breath, he says, Chachom Gazru Bo Mishum Mavi HaPasuch Rishus HaRabim. Shekoli suri rishus rabim chalim gal al karmelis mishum lo plug lefichach osel etaltol bo. So I don't know. There's just like some sort of conceptual difference here. I don't see any practical difference. He's saying,
oh, so if it opened into a karmelis, you can't carry in them.
Correct. Right.
He's saying you can't carry in them,
even though it's the din is a rishus hayochid. So again, if it opens into a karmelis, has the din of a karmelis. If it opens into a karmel, it's not into Rishus HaRabim, its din is that of Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry within it. Just 1 second. So what could be the nafkimina? Maybe there'd be a nafkimina, would you be allowed to take something from Rishus HaRabim into the mavui? I don't know. I doubt if that's true. So far I see here some sort of an abstract machlokas here about whether you're not allowed to carry there, or it has a din of a karmelis, and therefore you can't carry there. Does he have enough gemina perhaps? Let's see. Yesh lo chiyach shemir rabbanon nechshav hamovui ke karmelis mamish. The sugis hagmara daf yud aleph. Geder atakonah shel hechshav mavui hi shavnon midoraisa b'sholosh mechitzas rishus hayochid gemura mirabbanon chilku b'kach. Le'inyan lizrok b'tocho l'schay mishumo tsa dai b'sholosh mechitzas le'inyan tiltu b'tocho tzarech dalin mechitzas. Kmo chen l'man diyomid midoraisa nechshav rishus hayochid b'shtey mechitzas tzarech mirabbanon gam hashlishis kidei l'talta. Mashma she'ein lo gedesh rishus hayochid lahate tiltu b'tocho el kei teknuu b'lechi b'kora mashma b'li lechi b'kora chaser b'koach ha'mechitzos she'ein lo gedesh rishus hayochid lahate l'taltil el nechshav ki karmas. Once again, this is all conceptual. Oh, nafkimina, finally I got to nafkimina. Nafkimina benidon ze le'inyan emuta le'taltel mimavui ze le'karmelis. Can you carry from the mavui to a karmelis? Bepochos midalan amas. Oshem yesh b'kach iser hotzah mirshus l'shus. Kemen sham mavui nidon kirshus hayochid. Wow, he's going, if you set it up as a Rishus HaYochid, which according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, we said that if the Mavui opens up into a Karmelis, then the Mavui has a din of Rishus HaYochid, then we're going L'Chumra, that's a Chumra. I thought setting it up as a Karmelis was L'Chumra. Paradoxically, the Chumra is by setting it up as a Rishus HaYochid with an Iser Tiltul, because he says in that case, you would not be allowed to take from the Mavui into a Karmelis. Why? Because if the Mavui has a din of a Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to carry something from a Karmelis into a Rishus HaYochid. But if on the other hand they gave it the status of a Karmelis, then apparently, which is a chiddush to me, you can carry from one Karmelis to another Karmelis. That's a fascinating question. You have two forests. I don't know again what separates one forest from the other, I don't know, but let's say you had a Dalet Amos separation or maybe a fence or something. Would you be allowed to carry from one Karmelis into another Karmelis? So he has a sugya here called Karpaf. Okay, Karpaf is a very complicated sugya. I don't know if we want to touch on that. Anyway, at the end he wants to claim that there's a Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos that vacillates on this very point. Okay. Now, Nechleku Amoroim, Ha'im Koach HaKorah Lahatir Es HaTiltu, Mishum Shenechshu HaMechitza, O Mishum Sheyesh Bo HaHeker. Oh, this is very important. So this, what I'm going to do is I'll just read this very... sort of superficially, and then maybe we'll copy this down. He says the font, we'll photocopy this. He says, in the case of a Mavui that had a Heksha Lechi, do we consider that Lechi as a Mechitza, or it's just a Heker? We said that we thought that the Lechi was only a Heker, it was not a Mechitza, but apparently the Gemara is going to raise this question. La halacha in the final maskana daf yud beis amid beis amru shalechi moel mishum mechitza. So that's really wild. We thought that the korah is a mechitza because of pitikri yari v'sosin. Now he's saying pukfaker that the lechi is a mechitza. The korah is only a heker. In afkemino. Im zorak mirshus harabim limavui shechshero bilechi. So he's standing in mirshus harabim, and he throws something into the mavui. Is he chayav? Well, the answer is if you consider the lechi as a fourth mechitza, then for sure he's chayav. I would have said he's chayav even if the lechi is not a mechitza because he has three mechitzas. Im zorak limavui shechshero bekorah potu. 1 second. So what are we talking about? Are we talking about a mavui mefulash or a mavui sasum, if it has three mechitzos? Maybe he's talking about a mavui mefulash. I don't know what he means here when he says that that he has only two mechitzos. I'll read it one more time. It says, La locha amru, it's a Gemara Daf Yud Beis, Shalechi moel mishum mechitza, v'kora mishum heker l'chud. Nafkemina, im zarak mishsarabim l'mavui, shechshiro belechi. Chayev. If we assume that the lechi is a mechitza, you'd be chayev. Ve'im zarak l'mavui shechsher b'kora potu, ufi she'eno nechshav kimechitza shlishes. Now, for some reason, he's assuming there are only two mechitzos here. Can you open up to Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, and see if maybe you could shed a light on that, or you could use my Gemara. Oh, you can't use my Gemara because I don't have a photocopy here. Okay, fine. The Gemara, Donu, Nafkimil Gabi Mokom Shechalbo Heter Tiltul, right, which we said was, let's say if it opens up into a yam, perhaps. He says, Lagabi Kora Nechleku Imutul Taltil Af Tachasakora. Ogak mitzidah pnimi l'toch ha-mavu. V'ratzu lomar shebekora yesh gedesh shal mechitza mikol pitikwa yor v'sosen. Well, that sounds comfortable. Sounds familiar. V'lefi zeh yesh makom lodun im tzara pnimi yor v'sosen o tzara chitza yor v'sosen. V'chein l'man diomer shekor mishum heke yesh lodin rei heker po'ol klapi b'nei amovui o klapi b'nei harishus harab. Od matzinu shenechleku abai v'rova im lechi ha'omeid ne'elov mo'il ha'chshir ha'movui u'bir v'gemar shabai sovar shalechi mo'il kemechitza u'lefichach afim nasa ne'elov mo'il. For Rava Sarah should be shum heker, Lufika Tzorch Lassus be a dime lashay, Lassosa be a dime lashay heker. So the machlokas as to whether a lechi is mishum mechitza or mishum heker is machlokas abai for Rava. And Rava holds that even if it's a lechi homemade me'elav, he didn't set up that lechi, it's still is matir the mavui because it serves as a mechitza. But Rava says no, it's heker, and you have to put it there deliberately with your hands in order to make it into a heker. And now he quotes a machlokes between Rashi and Tosus. Are we going to apply the principle of pi tikra in a case of a gag shu rochov? Rochav pochos midal tfach. You have a ceiling over the mavui, if I understand correctly, and it's less than 4 tfach. So Rashi says it's still considered a tikra, and Tosus says no. You need a minimum of 4 tfach in order to judge it and classify it as a tikra. The Rosh passes like Tosus. And now we have to ask the following question. If any Korah, which we know does not need a Rochav of Dal Tfachim, all you need is a Rochav of Tefach, is then, according to Shitas HaTosvis, that you can only call it Tikra for Pitikra if you have 4 Tfachim, and yet the Korah itself is only 1 Tefach. So how are you going to set up Pitikra if the Korah itself is not 4 tefachim? Tosfos says you need a tikra of 4 tefachim. The Tosfos answers that according to Bani Yomar, Korah mishum mechitza, Ein kavanoso el mirabonim v'lo minator mirabonim nechshav kimechitza ach berochav tefach lechud. So nuns, when do we need for a mechitza of a tikra? We need four tefachim minimum. That's only if you need a mechitza midaraisa. But if your requirement of a mechitza is only mirabonim, then a korah could be a mechitza because it has the shear of a tefach, even though it doesn't have the shear of four tefachim. So for mechitza d'oraisa, you need a shear for tefachim. But for a tikra to be matir in the fourth ruach on a drabbana level, all you need is a korah of one tefach, and that's called a mechitza. So we now have two different definitions of a mechitza. We have a d'oraisa mechitza, which requires four tefachim, and we have a drabbana mechitza, which only requires one tefach. So even if I hold like Rava that Korah Mishum Mechitza, I can still set up a Mechitza with this Korah, even though its size is only that of a Tefach, and we know that a Mechitza needs four Tefachim. But that's because we only need this Mechitza Mid Rabbanan. So Rabbanan are creating an entity of a Mechitza which is rabbinic. It's not a Doraisa Mechitza. It doesn't have a Shirim of a Mechitza. It doesn't have four Tefachim. Only has one Tefach. And the Rabbanan are willing to set that up and recognize it as a mechitza. So we require lechi mishum mechitza and korah mishum mechitza. And the korah mishum mechitza, which is only one tefach and not four tefachim, the minimum requirement of a mechitza is a tikra four tefachim, that's going to operate on a level of a mechitza derabbanan for the sake of tikkun mavui, because the mavui itself is midaraisa e rishus hayochid. And the Rabbanan requiring a fourth mechitza, but again, that fourth mechitza is only a rabbinic mechitza, and it's enough to have a korah of tefach. Now he has another chakira here. Like this essay is full of chakiras. He quotes a sefer called the Tshuvas Or Gadol, and that's a good name for Purim, right? Ehudim Haisa Ora. He says, "Nistapek al din mechitza shemikach pi tikra." Right, so we said that the korah will set up a mechitza according to that sheet that's rava, even though again it's less than four tefachim, through the modus operandi of pi tikra yori v'sosei. So he has a chakira here. Ha'im nechshav ki mechitza gemura ki ilu amokom sagur. O shenechshav ke'ein pesach, she'ein ze mokom parutz, el kemokom shehu pesach. Ke'ein ze matzinu shekol pirtza pochos mi eser nechshav pesach. Wow. So one side is chakir is to say that it's a makom sogur, and the other is to say it's a pesach. And we said that if the pirtz is less than eser tefachim, it's considered like a pesach. I wish I had an afkamina here. If he gives me an afkamina, I'll understand this chakir. And finally, he quotes a stipler. What does he want from the stipler? I'm not sure. So das atosvis ein pitikra el berochav dalid that we saw is al kochav ein amachitza gemura el rak mitzad shenetzav kipesa. Before we said that this is a new entity of a machitza midrabbanon because we already have three machitzas midaraisa. Now we say no. It's not a mechitza at all because it doesn't have the shear, the minimum shear of a rochav dalid, but rather it's considered like a pesach, as opposed to a pirtza. Right? We have a difference between a pesach and a pirtza. Okay, I think we'll stop here and we'll pick this up again on Thursday, Mirtz Hashem. But I don't know exactly. It could be that by Thursday I'll find a different. The next piece he has here is for Gemara on Daf Hey, I think. So So we'll see. I'll try to find the time. I don't know when exactly. You know, 2 days of Purim coming around here to see what we can do. All right then.